Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here Sunday morning. And we have one of the smartest guys I know, number one in his class at West Point, former head of the CIA, and former Secretary of State. With us today is Secretary Pompeo. Good morning, Mr. Secretary. Where do you want to start this morning?
Well, good morning, John. You know, I continue to watch what's going on at our southern border, and I'm very concerned. They are not serious about protecting American sovereignty. They're not serious about making sure that we don't get massive cases of sick people coming across the border with COVID. It sounds like they're going to make Americans take COVID tests before coming back home to their country, and they're going to let foreigners who come here illegally not take those tests. That's just confounding. It makes absolutely no sense. And, John, we've talked about this once before, I know. But when we have borders where we have people coming from all across the world to Mexico and then coming across our border from there, these aren't just Mexican citizens. These are not just Central Americans from El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala. We have people coming in from all over. We know that the risk that somebody who wants to do real harm here in America, a terrorist or someone else, can easily slip across that boundary and present an awful lot of risk to the United States of America.
Is somebody in Homeland Security, Mr. Secretary, actually giving orders and saying to people, don't check the people that are coming in, just let them walk across?
I think they've adopted a policy that was the Bernie Sanders immigration policy, which was come one, come all. And so, you know, they say they're checking people who are showing symptoms and are sick, but they now have taken this COVID thing seriously. Every place they've taken it seriously, and indoors and outdoors here in the United States, they've made our kids wear masks in schools. But if you're an illegal immigrant crossing our southern border, ollie ollie oxen free, and we'll detain you, we'll send you on your way inside the United States. We may put you on a bus or an airplane to travel all across America, and there's no requirement that we make sure that you're not sick or ill, or for that matter, no significant vetting to make sure you're not a bad actor intent on doing harm here inside the United States.
I know that last Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, I was jokingly saying on the radio that if the South Africans can't come in because of restrictions, they should fly to Mexico and walk across. You either have to cry or laugh, you know.
No, that's it. I'm chuckling because the logic there is absolutely impeccable. You literally are going to have American citizens trying to get back into the country, and they're going to be required to have a test 24 hours before they get on that airplane. And yet you have anyone who wants to wander in from that same place. I suppose even American citizens could transit through Mexico if they wanted to make that trip. It's really stunning. Well, there's literally no logic to it if you care about any of the security issues. And this administration just seems to act like the American people won't notice.
One of my people in the studio would say, well, if I go down to Mexico and come over, can I collect $450,000?
We
jokingly said in the studio, is the $450,000 taxable? Do they deduct Social Security on it?
Yes. Can you do it multiple times? These are interesting questions. Maybe one can start a business built around this.
Well, they said that
it turns out people have. The cartels have started businesses based on this central concept of paying people to come across our border illegally. This is a nutty policy. We know how to fix it. The Trump administration had it under control with our Remain in Mexico policy. And we told folks who were seeking to come here, fine, file your asylum claim, but you're not getting in until that claim is resolved. That policy turned off the magnet, turned off the spigot. And we had a secure border and a sovereign nation.
The other one, we interviewed Miranda Devine. And the question is, why are so many decisions being made where America loses and foreign countries like Russia, OPEC, and China win? And nobody can figure it out.
It is fair to be confused. It is even more fair to be troubled. And it is very fair to ask hard questions about why it's the case that you would let the Russians finish their pipeline with the ability to choke off Europe from energy if times called for it. And yet we choke off at home. We choke off American energy and demand that the Chinese release oil from their strategic petroleum reserve. These things are upside down. They're nuts. They're not in America's best interest. Your point is very well taken. I've read some of the things that Ms. Devine has written, and it does cast doubts on whether this leadership, this team, President Biden and his team, are serious about doing the things we know make a difference in the lives of ordinary American people.
Mr. Secretary, you were the head of the CIA, which is a very big responsibility. You were a Secretary of State, very big responsibility. At what point do career officers in the FBI or the CIA get orders that are contrary to our country's interests and have to follow it by political types?
You know, I've seen this time and time again. We have a system that requires political control of our intelligence community, of our military, right? We have civilian control of the military. In the end, the responsibility for each of these things falls to the political leadership that the people elected, right? And President Biden has the responsibility to direct his Secretary of DHS to secure our border, his head of HHS to say we're going to handle COVID properly, his Secretary of Defense to make sure that we're going to do what we need to do to push back against the Russians and the Chinese. I have seen little evidence that this administration is serious about demonstrating the resolve, frankly, that I was proud to be a part of an administration, the Trump administration, that showed every day that kind of resolve that really delivers on the behalf of someone living in my own state of Kansas or in Alabama or in Idaho, ordinary people who simply want to live their lives. This administration wants the government to be something that those people are dependent on, and they're not prepared to do the things to confront our adversaries abroad either.
So you were the head of the CIA. If you were given an order by somebody higher up than you that you felt was contrary to the United States of America, I hate to ask those kind of questions, you know, because I believe that 99.9% of our FBI and 99.9% of our CIA and et cetera, are loyal American citizens.
Yeah,
oh, well.
This isn't a hard question. Yeah.
It's a very hard question.
This isn't a hard question. This is pretty straightforward. Look, we have policy disagreements all the time. That president and I would debate what the best solution was. In the end, he was the president. I was his CIA director, or I was his Secretary of State. And if he wanted to go a certain direction, that's the direction we were going to go. He was the one elected. If he asked me to do something that I thought was so outside of my ken, so deeply disruptive or immoral or unlawful, then my responsibility is to make sure I don't participate in that. I would then make it clear that I couldn't do that, and I would go do something different. I didn't find that during my time. Everybody who serves at the pleasure of the President of the United States has that same responsibility, and they need to behave in that same way.
Well, it happened that on the Russian problem with President Trump, where they got the 40 or 50... old CIA people, old FBI people that swore that Trump was doing XYZ wrong, and it all turned out to be a big lie.
It was all a lie. The idea that President Trump was a Russian asset was something that Congressman Schiff and Congressman Swalwell fed to the American people. The senior political leadership in the FBI supported that, right? They went and got FISA warrants. They went to a secret court and told the secret court that this dossier was true. They behaved in ways that were deeply immoral, and they should be held accountable for that. They're responsible for their own actions in that regard. They perpetrated a fraud, and the media took the bait. The media was willing to go down the rabbit hole with them, and they conducted a fraud on the world and on the American people, the likes of which we've not seen in an awfully long time here in the United States.
As a West Pointer, as a loyal American, the head of the CIA, Secretary of State, at what point do we allow politicians to do things like that? Or can we get the truth out to the American people so they can have the decision on voting the right way? And somebody brought it up the other day that when the truth was they're trying to get the truth out, the Twitter people shut it down.
Well, there's lots of challenges that you've identified there. One is a censorship of conservative ideas, of Republican ideas. That's outrageous. We could talk for a long time about it, but we've got to respond to that in a way that allows every idea to be put out there and the First Amendment to be honored and the big debate on the important issues to be had by the American people. The good news is the flip side of this, John, is it's my sense the American people can see what it is you and I are talking about today. They can feel it, whether it's
there's a reality check. I think they realize it.
I think that's right. Whether it's the smash and grabs in these stores, the crime, whether it's the fact that this is COVID theater many times where, you know, the president doesn't wear a mask when he tells everybody else to wear a mask. It's not based on science. It's become political. I think the American people can see that. They're not paying for it with higher rent, higher food prices. So they're feeling it in addition to seeing it. I think the American people can see that Swalwell and Schiff fed the American people a line of junk for an awfully long time. And I am convinced in November of next year, the American people are going to do what they did in Virginia and New Jersey a couple weeks back. And they're going to acknowledge the reality of what's good for them and good for their families. And they're going to send a lot of these people back to become civilians and take them out of political life. And I think that'll be a wonderful thing.
We both agree, and Mr. Secretary, you know, thank you for everything you've done for our country and continue to speak out for our country, and God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you, John. God bless you, too. Have a good rest of your Sunday. So long.